This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Are you winning or losing in the game of life? Do you even know where to find the rules of the game? There are things you do that make life work and things that cause it to come apart. Tune in for Born to Win with Ronald L. Dart right here on WCNO 89.9 FM every Sunday morning at 7. And we'll talk about whether you were born to lose or born to win. And visit us online at borntowin.net.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
Hey, Billy, what you doing next Saturday?
Nothing. Why do you ask, Justin?
I wanted to invite you to my housewarming party.
I'd love to come. How were you able to afford a home? You've always rented just like me.
A friend told me about Ed Myers.
Who?
Ed Myers. He's a realtor with Century 21 All Professional. Ed told me about a great financing program for first-time buyers.
What program?
Well, if you're a first-time buyer or haven't owned a home in the last 3 years, you could qualify for up to $10,000 in down payment assistance and move into a home with little money of your own. With home prices and interest rates going up, there's no better time to buy a home than now, and no more landlord.
This sounds like something I need to check out. What's Ed Myers' number?
772-342-0047.
What's that again?
772-342-0047.
I'm calling Ed Myers today. Maybe you could come to my housewarming party soon.
I'll be there.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." This week, Pastor Jason will be speaking on the love of the Father. So grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
The legacy that you leave is not based on the platform you stand on. It's based on the platform that you live. It's what manifests in your life is what happens, and the legacy that you leave behind. So it doesn't matter where you've come from. It really matters where you're at and where you're going. Come on, amen. My father came from a family that didn't serve God, and his father didn't serve God, and his mother didn't serve God. But my father drew a line back in the sand in the early 1970s at the Coliseum in Hampton, Virginia, when Bob Harrington was there doing a crusade and 10,000 people, and he got up from the very highest point of the Coliseum, and he walked all the way down front, and he gave his heart to Jesus sometime in 1971. And not only was his life changed, but her life was changed from that moment on. And how many know all of their kids' life was changed from that moment on? Everything began to change. See, because when my dad got saved, it wasn't just a blessing to him. It was a blessing to me. And it was a blessing to all my children today. It was a blessing that's manifested in my life. That's really why I'm here today, because he got saved. He said, "It's for your children and their children and whosoever will believe." I mean, you know, in every family in this room today, somebody has been a transitional person in your generation. Somebody decided they were going to follow God. Somebody made the decision that shifted and changed the direction of your family lineage. Amen. You might be the one that changes the direction for the next generation of your family. You might be the one that gave it all to Jesus. You might be the one that said, I'm going to follow you, and I'm going to cut off the curse of my heritage from my earthly father, and I'm going to inherit the blessing from my Father in heaven and change things. And then everybody that will follow after me will be blessed because of it. Because listen, the reality is this: when we begin to think in terms of generational blessings, and we think in terms of legacy, and we think in terms of inheritance, the greatest thing that my father can leave me is not money, it's not a car, it's not a house, it's not what's written in his will, it's not his stuff. Huh? But the greatest thing that my dad can give me is Jesus. That's the greatest heritage that he can give me today is Jesus. He taught me to lean on the Lord. He taught me to trust God. He taught me to pray when I was in trouble. He taught me that God would never let me down, that God would never leave me, and God would never forsake me. So what was left to me from my father's legacy is the greatest gift of all, and it's the gift of the promise of God. Thank you, Jesus. In the Old Testament, God begins to teach us that what happens in the headship of the home is transferred to the children. It's passed from one generation to the next. In Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 9, you can turn over there if you want to. Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 9, it says, you shall not bow down to them nor serve them. For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children to the third and fourth generations of those who hate me. And here's the good one, though. Here's verse 10. But showing mercy to thousands to those who love me and keep my commandments. So even though there's generational curses to third and three and four generations, he says the blessing goes to 1,000 generations. That's good news for your children and your grandchildren this morning. Amen. That's why sometimes you see things pass from fathers to sons, from mothers to daughters. And there are guys that are drinking today and that are alcoholics today because their father was an alcoholic and their father before them was an alcoholic. And it goes all the way back to before people came to America and settled it. Somebody was always drinking and it was passed down and drank before them. And we see those generational curses that get passed down. And those things get broken when you become a child of God. Some of them have a mama that used to use drugs and that's just been passed down from one generation to the next generation to the next generation. And we see this brokenness that manifests in every single generation. And the only thing that breaks the cycle is when there's true repentance and salvation begins to take place. And I mean, this morning, that true repentance is not, I'm sorry, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord. That's not repentance. Repentance, by definition in the Word of God, is I was going in this direction, and then I turn around and I go this direction. I change my path. I change my journey. I stop doing what I was doing, and I begin to do something different. I take on a new nature, a new identity, a new course of life. My journey gets changed. That's repentance. We got a lot of people that are full of sorrow, but they don't want to repent. They come to the altar, and they shed a few tears, and they, God, I'm sorry, I'm God, I'm sorry. And then 3 hours later, they're back out there in the same mess again. That's not repentance. Oh, you ain't going to help me this morning, but that's okay. God said that it will happen. Not might happen, but it goes on to say that those who obey me and those who honor me, I'm going to pass on the blessing and the mercy to the 1,000th generation. So that means if you love God and you obey God today, then that's going to get passed down to the 1,000th generation. There's a blessing of mercy coming. You can look at your kids today and say, well, I didn't always have it right, but I got it right now. And because I got it right now, you're going to be blessed. We need to see that. You need to understand this whole thing ain't your idea. It was God's idea. God did it. Amen. Some of you in your lineage years ago, you drew a line in the sand. And you said, Jesus, this is it. I'm going to follow you. I'm not going to go this way no more. My life belongs to you. And because you took this stand, then the generations after you will take that stand. Some of you got grandparents and great-grandparents and forefathers from hundreds of years ago that drew a line in the sand. They said, you know what? We're going to follow God. We're going to give our life to Jesus. And because they did that, that blessing is being passed down from generation to generation. The blessing that's on your life today could be the result of somebody in your lineage that prayed for you 400 years ago before you were even born. Because of the obedience of the household. Proverbs 11:29 says this, that he who troubles his own house will inherit the wind. Let's say that together. He who troubles his own house will inherit the wind. You know what that means? That means we reap in our personal lives and in our own households the consequences of bad choices. You're going to reap it. And some of that stuff that you did around your kids when they're 3 years old, you're reaping it when they're 15. Somebody said, I don't understand why my kids don't act right. They won't listen to me. I don't understand why they won't listen. Well, the Bible says when you trouble your house, that means when you make bad choices on a regular basis with your kids, you're creating an atmosphere in your house and you fill it with a whirlwind to be chaotic. And you create an atmosphere in your children. It creates confusion and breeds to our kids. And they grow up in that stuff. Now, I'm not saying this to put anybody under condemnation because we all do it from time to time. We get in the flesh with our kids sometimes, and because we're not right with God. We got something going on in our life that's a little bit off kilter, and we let that manifest with our children when they just keep yapping. I got a 3-year-old that don't know how to do this. I am challenged. Can I just give you, let me just tell you, go watch this movie. Mom's Night Out. Has anybody seen it? Go watch that movie, Mom's Night Out. It was produced by Patricia Keaton. She played Ray Romano's wife. It's a Christian movie. It's PG. You can rent it. You will laugh because it's all about life in the church, raising kids. You will laugh your head off. I couldn't stop laughing. It was just so true. But it is tough. It is tough when you got stuff going on in your own life. So I don't want you to come under condemnation this morning because we all make bad choices from time to time because of the circumstances of our life. But when we continue to make bad decision after bad decision after bad decision and God sends a word to us or a revelation to us or a truth to us to get us free from that and we keep making bad decisions with our kids, then how many of you know the consequences of those bad decisions are going to show up in future generations? Because then it becomes very habitual in our life. Amen? They're going to show up in our marriage. They're going to show up in our kids. They're going to show up in our finances. Because if you couldn't keep a dollar 2 years ago and you ain't got a revelation on how to save money, I don't care how many times you've been to the altar, you still ain't going to be able to keep a dollar. Too much truth too fast? Take it and bite. Take it and chew it up. I don't care how much money you make. You can make $1 million. But if you spend $1,100,000, you ain't going to have no money.
And now, we're going to take a break from the message. We will be rejoining Pastor Jason in just a moment. But first, I want to take this opportunity to tell you about Truth Church. Truth Church is located in the heart of St. Lucie County at 3891 Edwards Road in Fort Pierce. Our Sunday worship service starts at 10 a.m. Truth Church is a non-denominational Pentecostal church. There's a ministry for the whole family at Truth Church. Whether it's our monthly senior meetings, children's church, or youth group, there's something for everyone. If you're new to the area or you're looking for a home church, we invite you to come and join us. First, you will be our guest, and then you will be our family. Truth Church, a place for the whole family.
I'm praising under open skies, everything breathing, praising God.
It's all about decision making. It's all about making choices. The Bible teaches us that life is literally about making choices. It's about your ability to choose. Somebody say, I got to choose. That word decision is a Latin word, and it literally means this. It means to cut off. Everybody say, cut off. So when I make a decision to do something, what I'm doing is I am cutting off something else. Does everybody follow me? You say, well, I got to go to work, Pastor. I got to provide for my family. I got kids playing games. I got to go to baseball games. I got soccer. My wife wants me to do stuff around the house. I got to fix the ceiling fan. I got to fix the light. The church needs me to do stuff. I got expectations from my friends. They want me to be here. They want me to be there. I got all this stuff that goes on in my life, and I'm only one man, Pastor, and I only got 24 hours in a day. So what happens is I get downloaded with all this stuff in my life. And then when it comes time to make a decision, I cheat my wife and my kids because I got so much stuff going on. What I do is I essentially decide to cut something else off to make room for something else. When I decided to come to church this morning, I cut off my ability to go fishing at 10 o'clock. Some of y'all sitting here going, well, I wish I had went ahead and went fishing. When you come into church this morning, you cut off your ability to sleep in this morning. You cut off those options this morning. I cut off my option of watching TV so I could be here this morning. So when you make a decision, it means to literally cut off. And God begins to come along in our life and He begins to pour in our life. And what happens is in the headship of our house, it'll begin to filter down and transfer into our kids. And what transfers continues to transfer into their lives, into the lives of those, and it becomes a heritage. Everybody say heritage. Because life is all about generational transfer. It's about what you take from your generation and pass it down. That's why when the prophet Malachi in the Old Testament began to speak the word of the Lord that would bridge 400 years from Malachi to Matthew, there was 400 years of silence. He said, there's a day coming when the Son of Righteousness is going to rise. He's going to have healing in His wings. He's going to come in the spirit of Elijah, meaning He's got power to work miracles and break strongholds and set people free, overcome demons, overcome devils, and do miracles. He's coming in the spirit of Elijah, and these things are going to happen. He said He's going to restore the hearts of the fathers to their children and the hearts of the children back to their fathers, because in Christ there is no generational gap. Amen. We're all one. So God gives us this heritage in Christ. That is an awesome place to be. Amen. It gives us this heritage in Christ that changes us from the inside out. And it becomes our testimony. It becomes our story. It becomes what we leave the next generation, what we pass down to the next generation. Go ahead and look in Joshua chapter 4, verse 13. And it came to pass when all the people had completely crossed over the Jordan, the Lord spoke to Joshua, saying, take for yourselves 12 men from the people, one from every tribe, and command them, saying, take for yourselves 12 stones from here, out of the midst of the Jordan, from the place where the priest's feet stood firm. You shall carry them over with you. Leave them in a lodging place where you lodge tonight. Jump down to verse 19. Now the people came up from the Jordan on the 10th day of the first month, and they camped in Gilgal on the east border of Jericho. And those 12 stones which they took out of the Jordan, Joshua set up in Gilgal. Then he spoke to the children of Israel, saying, when your children ask their fathers in the time to come, saying, what are these stones? Then you shall let your children know, saying, Israel crossed over this Jordan on dry land. For the Lord your God dried up the waters of the Jordan before you until you had crossed over, as the Lord your God did at the Red Sea, which He dried up before us until we had crossed over. That all the peoples of the earth may know that the hand of the Lord, that it is mighty, that you may fear the Lord your God forever. Now, how many of you understand this is a little bit like the Red Sea crossing, but this is them crossing the River Jordan. When they crossed the Red Sea, they crossed it with Moses. Everybody say Moses. And now they're crossing the Jordan River with Joshua. He's the new commander. When Moses brought them out from Egypt, how many know God did everything for them? God provided everything. They didn't have to have any faith. They didn't have to believe God. They just had to wait on God to provide it. They were gatherers and not possessors. I mean, there's a big difference between walking out in the morning and picking up manna off the ground than going out and having to possess the land. It's a whole lot easier to pick up bread than to go out and hunt for your food and have to kill it and wait on it and skin it and clean it. They just walked out the tent and the food was on the ground. They're like, oh, thank you, God. What is it? That's exactly what it was called. What is it? That's what manna means. What is it? I don't know, but you can eat it. How many know that there's a stage in our Christian walk that we as baby Christians, and as we're going, we're in a place where God's just providing for us, and He brings people into our lives and He operates supernaturally through them and teaches us how to walk in victory. They raise us up in the church. We go from being babies in the church to becoming grown-ups in the church. And then we end up in this place called a wilderness where we learn how to walk by faith and trust God by faith and learning the ways of God and learning the law of God and learning the precepts and the principles of what He has for us. And this is what was going on with the children of Israel. They're out in the middle of the wilderness and they're in this place. And then God begins to transfer leadership from Moses over to Joshua. I mean, Moses was kind of like a dictator. He was like a benevolent dictator. He was in charge. Everybody did what he said. He didn't have a council ring. He didn't have commissioners. Whatever Moses said, that's what they did. Moses had the ear of God. Moses did what God said and everybody did what Moses said. But I mean, when you come from a slave mentality, you need somebody to tell you what to do. You need somebody that can get you into victory, somebody that can get you from here to there, somebody that can get you into freedom, somebody that says, hey, get up here, sing, shout, jump, pray, kneel, bend. Let me help you. Let me teach you how to do it. Why? So we can get you over into a place of victory. But how many of you know this morning that God wants you to mature to a point in your life where you don't have to have somebody telling you every week when to read your Bible? You know, you need to read your Bible every day. You know, you ought to be praying every day. You know, you should be in church every week. That God wants to get you to a place of maturity where you ain't got somebody having to tell you that, but you have a desire that's beginning to grow on the inside of you where you want to read your Bible every day, where you want to pray every day, where you want to have fellowship with the brethren, where you want to have fellowship with God. Am I helping anybody? Is this okay? Huh? He wants you to be at a level of maturity so you know how to occupy the promise or occupy the territory. Occupy what He's called you to and what's in front of you, because in the heart of God, it's not enough just to show up. You got to get to a place where you grow up, where you can take responsibility. You say, what's responsibility? Well, it's your response to God's ability. What you going to do with what God's done? So God changes leadership style, and it comes time to take them into the promised land. And He didn't need a dictator anymore. What He needed, He didn't need a rod anymore. What He needed was some team leadership. So He took Joshua and a team of men, and He begins to organize them. And the elders and the commanders, how many know it took team ministry to possess the land? They won't go possess the land with Moses, with a dictator. It took people flowing in unity. It took authority. It took people working in conjunction with each other. It took elders and it took commanders. It took team ministry. So Joshua gets the team ready to cross over in chapter 3. Now listen, how many know when they cross over the Red Sea, Moses gets up there with a rod. He holds up the rod and the waters part and they walked across on dry ground. But how many know that didn't happen at the Jordan? A whole different thing happened. When they went into Canaan, the priest had to step in. The priest with the Ark of the Covenant on their shoulders had to actually walk into wet ground, water. God wasn't parting nothing. Come on, are you here this morning? In other words, if you're not willing to get your feet wet, you ain't ever going to see the river open up in your life. If you want to possess and occupy the land and the promise that God's given you, then you got to be willing to get a little bit muddy sometimes. You're going to have to learn how to walk in faith. You're going to have to learn how to lay hold of it and possess it. Amen? Joshua said this. Think about this. He said, take the Ark of the Covenant, walk out in the middle of the river, and stand there until God makes a way for us. Whew. That's interesting, isn't it? Just go stand out there in the middle of the river until God does something. Can you imagine? Can you imagine these priests going, okay, we're going to walk out in the middle of the river with the Ark of the Covenant of God and just stand there. Huh? They got the Ark of the Covenant up on their shoulders and they step out in the river and the water's running all around their knees somewhere. Their friends come along and go, hey! What are you doing? Why are you out there in the middle of the river holding the Ark of the Covenant in the middle of the river? What are you doing? God told me to hold this box and He's going to do something. See, how many know that takes faith? Because that looks dumb. That takes faith, amen?
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarbis. See you next time on the Revealing Truth.
What you doing next Saturday?
Nothing. Why do you ask, Justin?
I wanted to invite you to my housewarming party.
I'd love to come. How were you able to afford a home? You've always rented just like me.
A friend told me about Ed Myers.
Who?
Ed Myers. He's a realtor with Century 21 All Professional. Ed told me about a great financing program for first-time buyers.
What program?
Well, if you're a first-time buyer or haven't owned a home in the last 3 years, you could qualify for up to $10,000 in down payment assistance and move into a home with little money of your own. With home prices and interest rates going up, there's no better time to buy a home than now, and no more landlord.
This sounds like something I need to check out. What's Ed Myers' number?
772-342-0047.
What's that again?
772-342-0047.
I'm calling Ed Myers today. Maybe you could come to my housewarming party soon.
I'll be there.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.